Big Mac.
This is Lakshmi Shankar, Vijay Shankar,
nice.
Puma Shankar,
nice.
And Doreen Dahl.
Happy Ravi Shankar. আপনি কাজ ছেলে উদয়
শঙ্কর
উদয় শঙ্কর সবসম্ভব উনি এখন ভুল হয়ে গেছেন নাকি কত বয়স হল আমার চেয়ে ছোট এখন আর উনি কিছু করেন না নাচতে টাচতে পারে আর এমএটি
এখানে লন্ডনে থাকে
আচ্ছা
এ আমার মেয়ে
আচ্ছা ইউ আর কিপিং অল রাইট হেলদি
জাস্ট অ্যাবাউট
আত্মানং সর্বতো রক্ষে ততো ধর্ম ততো ধনম আত্মনি বিকিতে সতি কুতো ধর্ম কুতো ধনম আত্মা মিন্স দি বডি মাইন্ড আর সো আত্মা অল দিজ ক্যান বি ডেজিগনেটেড অ্যাজ আত্মা দোজ হু আর ইন বডিলি কনসেপ্ট অফ লাইফ ফর দ্যাম আত্মা মিন্স দিস বডি Those who are in mental concept of life, somebody, they think the mind is the soul. So, for them, Atma means mind. And those who are actually in knowledge, the Atma means the soul. The Shastra, they say, the either of these, Atmanam sarvato rakshet, you must first take care of this Atma. Then, tato dharma, then you must take care of your religious principle. Atmanam sarvato rakshit tato dharma, tato dhanam. Then you try to protect your money. Because Atmani vikite sati, if your Atma is in disturbed condition, kuto dharma kuto dhanam, then where you keep your religion and money? So Atmanam sarvato rakshe.
I got a letter from Zainer today.
Yes.
Where he not only apologizes, but he begs you to see him. And the professor we talked about last time, who wrote all those nasty things about Krishna's immoral and all.
No,
we were talking about it last time.
Let me see what is the letter.
I'll read it. It says, thank you for your letter of 28th July. You put me in a rather embarrassing... This was a letter that Mukunda wrote to him. He's addressing Dear Mr. Grant. You put me in a rather embarrassing position since I have only just received a long letter from, I think, the president of your London center, Satsvarupa, strongly criticizing me for what the Observer alleges. I said at a meeting of the World Council of Faiths at Bristol... What the Observer alleges I said at a meeting of the World Council of Faiths at Bristol. He apparently thinks I am a Naradama, among other things. And clearly a most undesirable person in every way. It is true that I quoted passages from the Upanishads and the Gita which imply that the Mukta is... that the Mukta regards good and evil disregards good and evil, and pointed out the dangers of this doctrine if it fell into the hands of people who have received no instruction. I also pointed out that this is equally true of the Bible, which was, of course, not reported in the Observer. In view of all this, I wonder if your master is still interested in seeing me. I rather doubt whether we would have very much in common, since there would appear to be little common ground between one who describes himself as his divine grace, who is in the direct disciplic line from Krishna, and one who, with the best will in the world, cannot but be bewildered by the passive proliferation of persons who make similar claims on behalf of themselves. However, if you still feel that a meeting would serve any useful purpose, please let me know. Yours sincerely, R.C. Zaner.
So you can read the letter which Hassel has sent him. They can hear.
I guess you want to. The letter that...
It is in response to that letter.
This is in response to this.
Yeah. But what did he say?
He accused Krishna of being immoral.
Well, he's nice.
Why? On what grounds?
Because he was killing.
On the battlefield.
Yeah. Because he didn't regard evil and good and evil, that they were both the same.
Well, who says that?
Exactly what he says, amoral.
Amen.
Or neither immoral nor moral, but without morality.
Yeah. And it says, Dear Professor Zain, Prabhupada actually wrote the letter, but Satsvarupa, his secretary, signed it. It says, I am writing in response to your recent address to the World Congress of Faith, which was attended by several of our members, and which was subsequently reported in the Observer, 22nd July 1973, under the title, The Logic of Charles Manson. In your speech, you have accused Krishna, the speaker of the Vedic text Bhagavad Gita, as immoral. Exactly how you have tried to substantiate that Krishna is the teacher of an immoral and amoral, dangerous doctrine is a matter which can be discussed another time. But I wish to simply point out to you that having accused Krishna, you have as such fallen into a position of being very strongly accused yourself by Lord Krishna himself. As he has stated in the Bhagavad Gita,
Namam duskritino mudha pripadyande naradma maya pahati jnana asaram bhavamashita.
Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen.
Yes, I'm the lowest of mankind. Yes. Narodama, that's what that means,
lowest of mankind. Whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. In other words, Lord Krishna is stating that if one is in opposition to him, he must fall into one of these four categories. Either he is grossly foolish, like the ass or the rascal person, or he is the lowest of mankind, without religion, although acting as a civilized person, or he may have a good intelligence or academic standing, but his intelligence has been stolen away by illusion, or he is an outright demon bent on the destruction of mankind. So you are accused by this statement of the Bhagavad Gita as belonging to one of these four categories of miscreants. Neither can Krishna's charge against you be taken lightly. Krishna's statements are supported by all the acharyas, or saintly persons and spiritual masters of the Vedic philosophy. Going back hundreds and thousands of years, those who are the molders of the Hindu or Indian destiny, such as Madhava, Ramanuja, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, as well as Vyasadeva, Brahma, Narada, and in the recent age, Lord Chaitanya and the disciplic succession, up to our own spiritual masters, Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, all accept Lord Krishna as the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose statements are taken as the highest authority. Even Shankaracharya, the leader of the impersonalist school of Vedic thought, has accepted Narayana Paro Vyakta. Narayana, Lord Krishna, is above this material manifestation. Whatever Krishna says is accepted as truth by virtually all the leaders of Vedic philosophy since time immemorial. So we are laymen and we have to choose. We are faced with two accusations, yours against Lord Krishna as being immoral, and Lord Krishna's accusation against you as a rascal. The lowest of mankind, whose intelligence is stolen, and of the nature of a demon.
We are placing us as laymen. Now whose accusation we shall accept? Either Krishna's or yours? That is our problem.
As we have just explained, Krishna's description of your miscreant position is supported by all the stalwart acharyas without exception. Nor can we take the view that the above-named philosophers are sectarian in their support of Krishna as the Supreme Truth. You are taken as a great Sanskrit scholar, but apparently you have not noted the commentary on Bhagavad Gita in Sanskrit by His Holiness Ramanuja Acharya. At every verse, Ramanuja has presented many quotes from the Upanishads to support his favoring Krishna's position as the very source of knowledge and liberation. So Krishna's position is very solid amongst those who are the most reputable scholars. But who will agree with you in your accusation against Lord Krishna? The Vedic scripture Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that only men of a like nature to yours will join you in taking such an infamous position.
Sabir Varahust. Read it.
Shvavid Varahust Korai Sangstutak Purushat Pushu Nayat Karnapato Peto Jatunama Godagrijaha.
Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, praise those men who never listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna, the deliverer from evils. In other words, although you have become a leader of the so-called learned society of men, he's a big professor at Oxford, because you are opposed to glorifying Lord Krishna, your followers are not actually to the human standard, but are no better than the above-named animals. According to the Bhagavatam, if one is essentially godless and opposed to acknowledging the supremacy of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, then although he may be big or great in the world, his greatness is no more than the greatness of a big animal who is looked up to by smaller animals. By the estimation of scriptures and acharyas, such a so-called big man is never given a place in the category of man on account of his atheistic temperament. So a sane man seeking truth will certainly be inclined to follow the standard, accepted version of the greatest philosophers and true humanitarians in the history of the science of God. But who will follow you in your accusation against Lord Krishna? It is unfortunate that you have assumed a conversant, authoritative attitude towards the Vedic scriptures. To have actual knowledge of Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita is not such an easy thing. Unfortunately, many people have no doubt assumed that you know all about Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita because of your holding a professorship in Eastern religion at Oxford University and because you have published a number of books. But that is not the criteria for understanding Krishna. As Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita,
Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvataha.
Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and out of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. It is not that one can be a cigarette smoker and liquor drinker and habituated to common vices and yet speak something about Krishna. Even among those who are above all these things, who are siddhas, perfect souls, hardly one of such siddhas can understand Krishna. So because you are not even trying to become a siddha, we have to conclude by honest reason that your statements about Lord Krishna and Bhagavad Gita have no value. Your version that Krishna is acting immorally is not true. Arjuna, the original disciple of Bhagavad Gita, who heard it directly and understood it from Krishna himself, spoke as follows.
Param Brahma Param Tama Pavitram Paramang Bhavan.
Arjuna said, "You are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth and the eternal divine person." Here the word Pavitram means the purest. So Arjuna is addressing Krishna as the purest, the supreme pure. And this is your rascaldom, that you are accusing the most pure as immoral. In the Bhagavatam it is described that when the witch Putana came to Krishna, she tried to kill him during his childhood pastimes by smearing her breast with poison and offering it to baby Krishna to suck. Krishna not only sucked her breast, but sucked out her life air, and thus the demon gave up her life. But Krishna is so moral that although Putana came to kill him, because he accepted her as a mother and took milk from her breast, Krishna awarded her liberation after death. and gave her the same exalted place as his own loving mother, Yasoda. Also on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, where the Bhagavad Gita was spoken, those who came to fight with Krishna and were killed by him were granted eternal liberation in the spiritual sky. Because he is absolute, whatever Krishna does is the highest morality and works factually for everyone's ultimate happiness and well-being. Krishna's pastimes are hardly understandable to the non-devotee, but these are the authorized descriptions of the Vedic literature. The people in general should be warned of your position so that you will not mislead them by misinterpretation. They should not be baffled by your outward appearance as a great scholar. If we consult those who are truly authorities, the great acharyas, we understand your position is very unfavorable and can only be relieved by your attempting to publicly rectify accusations so foolishly made against the name and words of Lord Krishna and Bhagavad Gita. Yours sincerely, Sanskrit. Also that Alistair Hardy wrote a nice letter today.
Who's Alistair Hardy?
He's a
professor.
Sir Alistair Hardy, religious experience researching it, you know. Just saying that he liked to come again sometime.
I shall invite him again. Lord Brockway, he also came. Penner Brockway.
Yeah. Mm.
He had also very nice.
House of Lords. House of Lords.
Now I propose to start a society. I will explain to Kamchandra. The society of the sinless man. How do you like this idea?
Good idea, but I didn't get many members.
No, but everyone will say, well, I'm sinless. Otherwise, if we go to them, they'll have to say, oh, then I'm a sinner.
Yesterday, Dr. Shoemaker,
yeah.
And another, John
Papworth.
Papworth. So we had 3 hours talk. So they agreed half, but not fully. What is sinful life? And unless people become sinless, it is not possible to understand what is God. That's a fact. Because as we have stated, param brahma param dhamma pavitram paramam bhavan. So Krishna, God, is pavitram param, the supreme, pure. So without becoming pure, nobody can understand what is the nature of God. Just like without becoming fire, you cannot enter into the fire. Now that is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Jesam antagatam papam jananam punna karmanam te danda maho nirmukta bhajante maang dhirapta. So people are indulging in sinful activity. So in that position it is not possible to understand God. So our, this Krishna consciousness movement is purifying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Chita Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirpapanam Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam Anandamudhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadhanam Sarvatma Sapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So our movement is, it is very difficult to find out in this age actually a sinless man. Therefore, we are giving chance of hearing this Mahamantra, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. So if one is given this chance, as you are actually experiencing, when I started this movement in 1966, that Tompkins had a spark. I was simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's for 3 hours. From 2 to 5. And the boys and girls are coming, dancing in this way. Gradually they came. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Cheta Darpana Marjanam, this process, simply by hearing Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the heart will be cleansed. Cheta Darpana Marjanam. Darpana. Darpana means mirror. Just like if you want to see your face, you have a clear mirror, you can see exactly your face. Similarly, when our, this chitta, which is full of dirty things, if it is polished, if it is cleansed, then we can see our real face, what I am. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheta Darpana Marjanam. And as soon as one understands what he is, then immediately his all problems are solved. Cheta Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavati Nidbhavanam. We are suffering just like in the blazing forest fire. When there is fire in the forest, all the animals become disturbed, especially the snakes. Other animals, they have got legs, they can jump over. But the snakes, they have to crawl. So when there is fire in the forest, the dry foliage, they catch fire. So these snakes, they die first. Because they cannot jump, they have to grow. And snake means envious. Snake business is envious. Without any fault, it will bite, and the man will die. Envious. Therefore, Chanakya Pandit has said, sarpa krura khala krura, sarpat krutara khala, mantra usadhi vasa sarpa khala kena nivarjata. That there are two jealous, envious beings. One is the snake, and another is a man envious. So the envious man is more dangerous than the snake. Why? Now you can bring under control the snake by herbs and mantra. Still in India there are experts who can buy mantra, can catch snake, venomous snake. There is a heart. So it can be brought under control. But the envious man cannot be brought under control. Therefore, he is more dangerous. So, we are living in such a world. In another place, Prahlad Maharaj has said that when his father was killed, Hiranyakashipu, he requested Lord Nrisimhadeva that now kindly mitigate your anger, because nobody is sorry for killing my father. But he was just like a snake and scorpion. So sadhu rupi, then even sadhu, they also take pleasure when a snake or scorpion is killed. a sadhu, modeta, bishtikasarpahatya, a sadhu does not want killing of any living entity. But when a scorpion or snake is killed, even one sadhu also takes pleasure. It is right. That's so dangerous. So the whole world is now full with kruro, sarpata kulatara khala, envious. Whole world is surcharged with enviousness, nation to nation, person to person. There is competition. So how they can be happy? Therefore, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suggests that let them chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then this blazing forest fire will be extinguished. Chaita Darpanam Arjanam Bhava Mahadabhakni Nidbhapanam, then Sriya Kairava Chandrika Avitaranam. Then actual life of knowledge will begin. And at last he says, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. And in the Bhagavatam also it is confirmed. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vrajet. Simply by chanting. So those who are actually thinking of the welfare of the whole human society, they should combinedly try how to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. People may simply have some chance to hear, then gradually everything will come nice. So this is our mission. We are trying to give chance people to hear Hare Nama, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. It is not that, as so many these pantheists or the so-called Mayavadis, they say that you can chant any name, you can... No, that is not. Shastra says, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu or Vishnu. Harer Nama, the name of Hari, the Supreme Personality of God. Not in anyone's, everyone's name, no? So that is also another enviousness. Why Krishna's name should be chanted? We have got our own God. So envious, even to Krishna. These are the difficulties. Still, it is our duty, as it is described in the Shastras, to give everyone the chance of hearing this holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So begin Sankrishna, Kirtan. So you chant, yes? Begin Sankirtan. You cut that.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिधन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। स्वामी तो भक्तवृंद की जय। गंगा माई की जय। यमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। All glories to the Hare
Krishna.
All glories to the
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.
All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gaurava. Glories to Sri Guru. 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 Glories to Sri Guru.
So, prasadam is ready.
It's all cooked, yes. Huh? It should be in the kitchen and maybe keeping warm in the oven, the small stove. You know, there's two stoves, the white stove and the oven.
Can we play the tape? Yeah. Subhago. You know the songs like Jai Jagadisha Hari and other songs that they made.
Yeah.
Dravi.
Oh, yes, yeah. Just এখানে কতদিন এসেছেন?
আমি এর সঙ্গে থাকছি, কাজ করছি।
ও
এক মাস হলো।
এখন কোথায় এসেছেন? কলকাতায়?
না, বোম্বে।
বোম্বেতে থাকি। বোম্বেতে কোথায় থাকে?
সেন্টার।
সেখানে নিজের বাড়ি টাড়ি আছে নাকি?
Jai 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 ramaniyam jagat kaun parim ramaniyam keshavasuta rama shanti jay jagat shanti
Krishna pyare?
Krishna, where are you?
Oh, Krishna, where are you?
Where is my glorious Krishna gone, my only love? Without him I feel so restless. There is no peace, no joy. Aching for him I cry out, but he does not hear. Oh, my cruel love.
Thank you.
the Krishna song one more time. Different version.
Rock and roll. Yeah. Rock and roll version. This one?
Yeah.
Same Krishna song but in Western style.
Oh.
राधे ब्रज देवी के चललिते हे नन्द सुनकुतः श्री गोवर्धन पादपतले कालिंदी वनेकुतः घोषंताविति सर्वतो ब्रजपुरे खेदई महाविवहले वंदे रूप सनातन रघुजुगो श्री जीव गोपाल. ऑल द गोस्वामीज दे वर एग्जीक्यूटिंग द डिवोशनल सर्विस इन वृंदावन. And this is their devotional attitude. Hey Radhe, O Radharani, Brajadevi ke, O the gopis, Hey Radhe, Brajadevi ke, Hey Nanda Sunakuta, O the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, where you are all?
Where you are?
All. Because Krishna is always engaged with the gopis. So the Goswami is there searching. Now I've come to Vrindavan. Where you are? Hey Radhe Brajadevi ki chalalite, hey Nanda Sunakutaha. Kutha means Vairivara. Just like the same thing, Krishna Vairiva. It is very nice. Viraha. This bhajan is recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to feel separation for Krishna. That is best bhajan. To feel separation. The more you feel, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated, for want of Krishna, he is becoming mad, ecstatic. This is Radharani's attitude. When Krishna went to Vrindavan, Mathura, leaving the gopis in Vrindavan. So Krishna knew that all the gopis will be overwhelmed on account of my separation. So he sent Uddhava to pacify them. At that time, Radharani displayed just like mad. So these songs are following the footsteps of Radharani, feeling the separation of Krishna. I think this morning I have explained one verse. Hai dina dayadra natha he matura natha kadavalo kashe. So this bhajan in separation of Krishna, that is our Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. To feel separation from Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda virahena me, jugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravishaitam sunnaitam jagat sarvam Govinda virahena me. Jugaitam nimishena, he one moment is appearing to me just like 12 years. Jugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravishaitam. And tears coming down just like torrents of rain. Asunna itam jagat sarvam. The whole world appears to be vacant. Why? Govinda virahiname. On account of separation from Govinda. So this bhajan is very perfect bhajan. Feeling separation of Krishna. Krishna vairiva. Krishna vairiva. This is our bhajan. It is not that Krishna, I have now seen my business is finished. No. We should always feel separation. And that is best. That will advance us in Krishna consciousness very nicely. So it is very nicely sung. So always feel separation of Krishna. That will make our life very successful. In understanding Krishna.
A lot of people are going to hear Krishna's name maybe for the first time through that song.
Yes, yes. But they'll be benefited. You have done nice. You are distributing Krishna's name. And feeling separation, this will have effect. The people. And Krishna name and Krishna is not different. Krishna is absolute. So when he utter Krishna's name, that means Krishna is on my tongue, present. So atakrishna Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasabhigra. The name Chintamani is spiritual. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya, full spiritual, conscious. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasabhigra. The personality of all mellows. Nitya Shuddha. Nitya Shuddha Mukta. Abhinnatya Namana. There is no difference between the name and the person, Krishna. There is no difference. Therefore, if we chant Krishna's name, especially in Biro, in separation, that is the greatest perfection of life. Nāma-cintāmani Krishna, Chaitanya, Rasa-vigraha, Purna-suddha-nitta-mukta. Purna, as Krishna is Purna, Purnasya Purnamādāya Purnameva Avasisyate. Om, what is that? Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate. This is the Upanishad, Isha-upanishad. Purnasya Purnamādāya Purnameva Avasisyate. So Krishna is Purna. Krishna's name is also Purna, complete. So chanting Krishna's name, we get complete benefit as by meeting Krishna. As by meeting Krishna. This will be realized as we go on thinking of Krishna. So it is very nice attempt. So Devotinanda Maharaj, what you have done?
You have to taste it.
So which one? Which preparation you have
all
done?
All
of it. Oh, everything?
Everything except the puris.
Did Sinas also yours? Oh. Now, begin. Prasada Parthi Mahakuram. Take, begin. Yeah.
On the last version of Krishnamurti, this one of the devotees from the Los Angeles temple came to play kirtan.
Ah.
I forget his name. Rent a car top.
And this can be united again in Krishna consciousness. This artificial division of human society can be united again on the platform of Krishna consciousness. This United Nations program will not be successful. But on this platform of Krishna consciousness, there is unity. This is practical. We have got so many devotees from different parts of the world, but they do not think anymore in terms of bodily concepts. No. They have forgotten. Either they are Englishman or American or Canadian or Indian. They have forgotten. They are on the platform of thinking that we are servant of Krishna. Samas sarvesu bhuteshu, that is platform. Samas sarvesu bhuteshu, madh bhakti lavate para. Before coming to the bhakti platform, one has to pass through this platform, samas sarvesu bhuteshu. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasochati nakankati. Samas sarvesu bhuteshu. This is the platform. So we have to purify our consciousness, material consciousness, that I am American, I am Indian, I am Englishman. No, this is only outward covering. But as spirit soul, we are one. This is called Brahma realization. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham American Osmi, Englishman Osmi. No, am Brahma. This is self-realization. This is self-realization. Aham Brahmasmi. I am spirit, soul. So, in that platform, is called purifier. So that is the definition of devotional service. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam. When one becomes freed from all designation. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam. Tatparateno nirmalo. Tatpara. Tatpara means being connected with Krishna, one becomes purified, nirmalam. And when one is purified with the purified senses, rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti vichya. This is bhakti. When our senses are purified from the material contamination, senses you cannot. The Mahavadi philosopher says that you stop the activities of senses. That is not possible. It is not possible. As living entity, we must have our senses. Without senses, we are dead stone. So senses must be there. You cannot avoid it. That Mayadavad philosophy, the give up your desire. And how can I give up desire? That is not possible. So that is not really salvation. Desire you must have, because as living entity, there must be desire. So desire should be purified. Now you are desiring for our personal gratification. So when the desire will be utilized for serving Krishna, that is Radharani's attitude. They are lamenting. The desire is how to say, Krishna, you are gone from us. We do not find that how we can live, because without your service our life is useless. This is Krishna consciousness. Where you are, Krishna? I cannot serve you. Then what is my life? This is useless life. Govinda virahename sunnayitam jagat sarva. The whole world, universe is vacant without your service, without seeing you. This is Krishna consciousness. So desire must be there. The desire must be utilized for Krishna's satisfaction. Krishnendriya tirti vancha taranam prem. Or Atmendriya tirti vancha taranam kam. So, therefore, Narad Muni recommends, when our desires are purified, then all these senses, they are also purified. So when our senses are engaged to fulfill the desire of Krishna, Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Vichyate, that is bhakti. This is the definition of bhakti. Anna vilashita sunnam jnana karmadana pritam anukullina krishnanu silanam bhakti uttama. Anna vilashita, we cannot give up desire, but desire for other things except Krishna's service, that should be given. Anna vilashita sunnam jnana karmadana pritam. We have got desire in jnana platform, knowledge platform, speculative platform. We have desires on karma platform. Karma platform means desiring to gratify the senses. That is called karma platform. I do something, I get some profit, and that profit is engaged in my sense gratification. This is called karma. Similarly, there is activities in the jnana platform. Jnana platform means that I understand that I am not this body, that I am spirit soul. So my ultimate goal is to merge into the supreme spirit soul, unified. So that is also not perfect. So navilasita sunnam jnana karma dhanabhritam, the perfect platform is anukullena krishna anusilanam. Cultivation of Krishna consciousness, which is favorable to Krishna. Anukullena krishna anusilanam. That is bhakti, really. Just like Arjuna did. He decided in favor of Krishna. In the beginning, he decided in favor of himself. Krishna, I am not going to fight. It is not possible to kill my kinsman. In this way, he gave up the bow and the arrows and sat down. But Krishna wanted him to fight, so his decision was not in favor of Krishna. His decision was in favor of his personal satisfaction. Therefore the whole Bhagavad Gita was given lesson. And at last he agreed, yes. Now, kurisse vachanam tava, yes, now he'll act in favor of you. And this is Krishna consciousness. So, anyone has got some talent. So in the material world, it is being utilized for in favor of his personal self. That is material prayer. So if you want perfection, then it should be acted in favor of Krishna. That is Krishna. The action is not to be changed. But instead of utilizing the talent in favor of my satisfaction, that is materialism. The same action, when it is performed in favor of Krishna's satisfaction, that is Krishna. This is the difference between material and spiritual. Anukullena krishnanu siranam bhakti ruttama. That is first class devotion. Therefore, Bhagavad conclusion is that atappumbi dijasreshta varnasama vibhagasa. That according to Vedic civilization, the divisions are varnasama. Four varnas and four asana. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. So varnasama vibhagasa. Each asana has got its particular duty. So, how one can become successful in acting in his particular occupational duty? That is Bhagavad Gita's decision. Atapungvi dija sreshta varnasama vibhagasa. You do not require to change your position. You remain in your position. If you are talented as a musician, you remain as musician, as artist, and whatever you are, as ordinary worker, as medical man, as scientist, as philosopher, whatever you may be, you stay in your position. There is no harm. But if you want success in life, then atapungvi dijasrestha varnasama vibhagasa. Sanusthitasya dharmasya. Everyone has got his occupation and duty. So, saṃsiddhi harito sanam. If by your talent and by your work, if you can satisfy Krishna, that is success. That is success. So you may remain in your position. There is no need of changing your position. Remaining sthane sthita, you remain in your position, but from that position you try to satisfy Krishna. Then everything is success. That is saṃsiddhi harito. And there are many other verses like that. Idangi pungsasta posasutasya vāg, sistasya suptasya cabuddha dattaya, avicchito artha kovibhi nirupita jaduttama sloka gunanuvarna. Uttama sloka gunanuvarna. Uttama sloka is another name of Krishna. So, by your musical talent, if you simply glorify Krishna, then your life is successful. This is Krishna consciousness. There is no change that you have to become a sannyasi, you have to become, give up this profession or become something else. No, you remain in your position. But with your talent, try to satisfy Krishna. Try to glorify Krishna. Then your talent is successful. It doesn't matter whether you are a musician or a great warrior. It's like Arjuna, whether great soldier, warrior, fighter. And you are a musician. So, if somebody thinks, I am a musician, by singing nicely, Krishna will be more satisfied. No. Krishna will be satisfied even fighting. Everything for Krishna. So fighting is also not less than. Otherwise, how Arjuna became a great devotee of Krishna? Krishna satisfied, bhaktosi, priyosi, you are my great devotee. But what did he do? He fought. Fought with whom? With his own kinsman, against his desire, against his will. But he wanted to satisfy Krishna. So, anything you do, it doesn't matter. But do it for Krishna. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, jat tapasasi, dadasi jat kurusatam bhagavata. Give it to me. This is the secret of Krishna consciousness. Try to satisfy Krishna from your position, then your life is successful, your profession is successful, everything is successful. And the spiritual platform, there is no such distinction that here is a person who is chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and here is a person who is simply singing, here is a person who is simply fighting. Materially there is difference, but when they are adopted in the service of Krishna, they are all one. Anukilena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Rittavan. Simply it has to be done in favor of Krishna. You are all qualified artist. So by your art, even in material platform, you get so much adoration. And similarly, if you work in spiritual platform with the same art, this material adoration will be finished with the finishing of this body. But a spiritual adoration, if you are recognized by Krishna, then that will go with you. That will go with you. Sarpamapi yasya dharma satrayati mahato bhaya. Spiritual asset is never lost. Spirit life is eternal. Similarly, whatever we do for spiritual understanding, that is permanent. The Bhagavad says therefore, even by sentiment, if one takes shelter of Krishna, but somehow or other he could not finish it. Halfway he fell down. Still he is not loser. On the other hand, a person without Krishna consciousness doing very nicely his job, but there is no gain. in Krishna consciousness acting, even if you have done 10%, 20%, there is a greatest success, because next life you will have to begin from 21%. But without Krishna consciousness, some material consciousness, whatever you do, 10% success, that is finished with your body. Again you have to begin another chapter, next life. These are the verdict of the Shastra. So our only request is that whatever you do, Krishna also says, jat karosi. He doesn't say that you do this. Jat karosi, whatever you do. The result you give me. Guru Shakarma Dharpana is begging. Give me. Yes, me. Aitabhana Shakarma. You understand? No? You do not understand English?
English, yes. Yes. I don't understand Sanskrit.
No, you are speaking in English. So you can give her our addresses in Paris, in Amsterdam. She is going there. Impossible.
To her.
Yes. In Germany also. What is our Berlin address?
Main Street of Berlin.
Oh. I've seen the picture. There is a broken chart.
Yeah, on that street.
Eh?
On that street. Memorial to Gedanke.
That was broken during
the war.
What? By the Russians? Or by the Americans?
Everyone can walk by the church now, it's a memorial. They can walk by the church and say, oh, just see, God is dead, now we can sin. They left a memorial there of a broken church so that they will always remember that God is dead and we can go ahead and sin now. The church is broken.
Oh, they say like that?
Well, I think psychologically. Church is all broken, bombed.
And they do not know that it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Mastani sarvabhutani nahaṁ teshu avasthita maya sarvamidam tatam abhaktam murtina. I am spread everywhere and everything is resting on me, but I am not there. The church was resting on Krishna, but when it is broken, he is not there. That is this foolish person, they do not know. He is not there. This is simultaneously. Krishna is present everywhere, and he is not there. That means, unto the devotee, he is there. And to the non-devotee, he is not there. That is Krishna's special power. When the non-devotees wants to break Krishna's statue or Krishna's temple, he's not there. So what he'll do? That is a wrong conclusion. Now Krishna is dead. No. When they were breaking the charge or breaking the deity of Krishna, he was not there. Nahaṁ teṣu avasthita.
He wasn't there in the beginning.
Huh?
He wasn't there to begin with.
No, that is Krishna's inconceivable power. He can remain everywhere simultaneously. He can not remain there. Just like Hiranyakashipu and Prahlāda. Hiranyakashipu is thinking, where is your God? Where is your God? Asking, challenging. And Prahlāda Maharaj says, yes, here is my God. Is it in the pillar? Yes. So the Hiranyakasipu is saying that what is this pillar? There is God, why this nonsense speaking? But he is saying there is God. This is God's in concept form. So therefore, he broke the pillar in anger. So he was there for Prahlad, but he was not there for Hiranyakasipu. This is inconceivable. Simultaneously, he is there and he is not there. When the demon is trying to break, he is not there. And when the devotee wants to worship, he is there. Simultaneously. So one has to learn this Krishna science. Then it will be all right. Otherwise anyone can say anything.
Instead of a church, there is now a temple. Instead of a church, there is now a temple.
Temple?
Instead of a church being there is now a temple there.
In that temple, Brooklyn?
In Berlin.
Oh.
On the same street.
Not in it. Down the street.
Down the street.
I think we must leave now.
Yes. Thank you very much for your coming. Whenever you find time, please come. It is your temple. Jananta, George Amadari Baita Ji.
It wasn't my money that I bought it with.
Yes. It is Krishna's money. You are the cashier.